On this edition of The Front Row, we are at the National Ranching Heritage Center, here as part of the museum complex and museum campus here at Texas Tech University. And our special guest is Leanne Lust. She is Education and Outreach Manager here at the National Ranching Heritage Center. Leanne, welcome to The Front Row. Thank you for being our guest today.
Thank you for being here.
Well, for folks who may not know, maybe if they're new to the community or something, tell us a little bit about the National Ranching Heritage Center. What does that mean, and what are y'all?
So we are a very unique museum. We've been around for a number of years. Started actually in the late 1960s. But we celebrate the history of ranching, past, present, and future even, not just history. But we actually, there's two separate parts to our museum now. The one that's been around for a while is we have 55 historic structures in our Gibson Park that celebrate just the history and the foundation of ranching, what that means to this area west of the Mississippi River. We have structures all the way from the mid-1700s all the way to one that was used all the way up until 2007 and then moved here. And so we just have lots of different things to see that go with that. Each of those structures have at least 1 or 100 stories that go with them. And so we just are super proud of the heritage that has, the heritage that those structures have and what they mean to ranching as a whole. And then we have a new addition. So we just opened about a month ago the Cash Family Ranch Life Learning Center. And so what that is we partnered with John Erickson, who wrote all of the Hank the Cowdog books. And he wrote a series of books for us that's called the Ranch Life Learning Series. We found that we had people coming, more and more people coming to the Ranching Heritage Center and asking a very simple question: what's a ranch? Because so many generations now were removed from agriculture and being on family farms and family ranches that people just didn't have that background that they used to. And so we were asked that question. So long story short, he wrote these books for us and then partnered with us, and we were able to raise the money to bring all of Ranch Life Learning to life. And so it celebrates modern day ranching and uses the voice of Hank the Cowdog to do so. So it is an indoor and outdoor exhibit. It's hands-on. There are games to play, videos to see, a 280-degree theater that has shows all of the cattle, working cattle, that sort of stuff, as well as some outdoor exhibits that include if you're familiar with Hank the Cowdog, it includes Sally Mae and Loper's house. It includes the machine shed and saddle bar. It includes the cake house and all of the educational things that go with that. So anyway, super exciting, great, great, great things to see. And we would love everyone to come and see all of that we have to offer here at the National Ranching Heritage Center.
Wow.
That's, I know,
a lot.
It is a lot.
Well, how wonderful. And it is it's a working museum, so people are welcome to come, right?
Yes. Yes. No, it is very much a working museum. We're very unique in lots of ways. Number one, we are open 7 days a week. So we are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And then we're open on Sundays from 1 to 5. And then probably the most unique thing about us is we do not charge to come in. So it is free to come to our museum. We do take donations, hint, hint, love those.
Sure.
But it is free. And so we would just encourage any and everyone to come see us.
Great. Well, thank you for that history and background and context. That really helps. That's good. Leanne, there's one thing that you're certainly known for. It's your annual event that happens at Christmas that's very much a part of so many people's lives and their history and their Christmas plans. Tell us about Candlelight at the Ranch.
We are so excited for Candlelight at the Ranch. It is, with all of the details, it's one of the most detailed, crazy things to plan, but it is one of our funnest, two of our funnest days that we have. As I said before, we close every day at 5. And so seeing our structures at night doesn't happen, except for it, Candlelight. And so that is the only two nights a year that we're open. We put a little over 2 miles of luminaries out in the park. We have 15 structures that we decorate for Christmas. And then to top it off, we have our ranch host volunteers that are actually in period clothing and in those structures. So literally, it is history come to life. It is, it's like walking in the past. It puts you in the Christmas spirit. We never know what the weather's going to be like. Some years it's a little warmer, some years it's a little cooler. But we just, it's just the best way to start the Christmas holidays that I can think of.
How long have you done Candlelight at the Ranch?
This is the 45th year, I think.
Oh,
that's right.
Gosh.
And so yes, so we have done it for a long time. Oh. And so we're really, really blessed and lucky to have had that.
Right.
And like I said, we have about 150 volunteers that we to help make it work. And everything from people in the structures to, we have volunteers that sell hot cocoa is available in our Four Sixes barn. We'll have a band in the Four Sixes barn that you can hear. We have volunteers that come and just show where to walk and light up the sidewalks, so that way it's easier to get from point A to point B. Santa will be here, so you can come see Santa. We have volunteers that help with that. So all kinds of different things that you can do, and lots of volunteers that help us with that.
And what are the dates of Candlelight at the Ranch?
Yes, so they are December 8th and 9th, and they are, and it is from 6:30 until 9 each of those two nights. And we have something brand new this year that we've never had before, so we're super excited about. We're going to have a shuttle service. So we actually are getting to work with City Bus. They're going to have a shuttle service from the parking lot at the Health Science Center, and that'll be marked. You can look that up, and you can go on our website. We have a map, and you can see that. But anyway, you'll be able to park over there, then take the bus over here. So that should alleviate having to walk from all the way over at the Health Science Center yourself. And so we're super excited about the ability to offer that this year and for our guests.
Right. So, boy, that's a lot to take in. If I'm new to the community, mm-hmm. and I'm listening and I'm intrigued, maybe I still don't know exactly what I'm getting into. If I get off the bus and I walk in, what do I do? What will I see? What will the experience be like?
Yes, so when you first walk in our doors, we will have the front of our museum completely decorated for Christmas. So we are going to have 3 beautiful Christmas trees, make a perfect backdrop for Christmas pictures, by the way, in our main McCombs gallery that you can actually walk in. We will have people there to guide you to go out into the park. Like I said, it's very well lit, and you literally just walk from structure to structure and see what is happening in those particular structures, and how during that time, whether it would have been the 1700s and 1800s, early at turn of the century, how they celebrated Christmas, what they would have been doing. We'll have a lady in the Las Escobardas making waffles over a fire, because that's how they made waffles. We'll have a couple of guys in El Capote Cabin with a fireplace going, whittling and figuring out how to cook sausage and that sort of stuff. So it's not only what you see, but it's what you smell and what you hear. And so we just really try to touch on all those senses so that you can really experience Christmas of today and Christmas of the past.
And so this features all of the structures you were telling me about, the ones way back up until fairly recent, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Right?
So of our 55 structures, we actually open up 15 of our main structures that we actually have people in, and that does include our big Barton House. And so for those who have wanted to walk through the Barton House, come to Candlelight. We open the front door and the back door, and you can walk through the Barton House. We'll have families, a couple of families in there actually having activities. We have an amazing amazing lady who makes a replica of the Barton House out of gingerbread. And they actually decorate that the two nights of candlelight, which is absolutely fantastic to see. And so lots and lots of activities, lots of things to see. And we'd love everyone to come.
What an immersive experience.
It is.
Wonderful.
It is. It's just like a living postcard.
Let me ask you once again, dates for people who are interested and really want to do this.
December the 8th and 9th, which is Friday night and Saturday night. The doors open at 6:30, and we close the doors at 9. So from 6:30 to 9, and you're welcome anytime during that time, and we would just love to have anyone come.
Great. Well, thank you for that. Let me ask a more general question.
Okay.
You have really fantastic things to see and things to do. In fact, just walking to your office a minute ago, I saw something I'd never seen before, and it's incredibly beautiful, and I'll let you talk about that. But how do you go about acquiring your materials, and what do you do to put them in shape to be seen and to be part of the complex here? How do you do that?
Yes, so we actually are super blessed. We have an amazing curator that takes a look at all of our archives. So we actually have a ton of things that have been donated over the years or that we've acquired from different ways, different places over the years. And so most people don't realize, but we actually have a downstairs here at the Ranching Heritage Center. And so the majority of our archives are down there. And then we actually try to plan out a couple of years in advance what those exhibits are going to be. So what we're going to bring up from those archives to be able to highlight at the time. And so, for example, right now in the McCombs Gallery, we have a brand new exhibit that's out. It's only been out a couple of months, and it's on three of the big ranches that were here in Texas. So it highlights the Four Sixes Ranch, the Swenson Ranch, and the Wagner Ranch. And they were all family ranches and started out that way. And so it highlights them. So we have not only information about them, but actually archives that we have brought from our collection to be able to show that go with each of those ranches. And so that's just one example. And so we acquire things in a variety of ways, and then they do a fantastic job of documenting all of that and then bringing it back to life. We have, like I said, our curator is fantastic, right, and knows more than I could forget. And so anyway, so he does an amazing job.
I would imagine restoration is tough.
Yes.
I mean, a big deal. That,
restoration is, and I know that when they first started the Ranching Heritage Center, that was huge. I mean, obviously, we now we have a group of eight gentlemen that work in that take care of our entire park, and structures that are 200 years old tend to fall apart on occasion. And so they do an amazing, our historic preservation guys do an amazing job of just keeping the upkeep on all of those. Unlike if you bust a window at your home, we don't really run down to Home Depot and get a new one. So everything has to be handmade and hand cut and hand done. And so our guys that work out there are craftsmen, and we are super blessed to have them.
Well, it's amazing. That's for sure. Goodness.
Thank you.
Tell me, we were walking to your office just a moment ago, and we went past something I'd never seen before. It was this beautiful bedroom that I was amazed at. It was gorgeous. Tell me about that.
Yes. So one of the exhibits that we have is we actually have the bedroom of Burke Burnett. Burke Burnett was the founder of the Four Sixes Ranch. And so his great-granddaughter Ann Marion actually donated that to us. And so we actually have it on display here for you to see what Burke Burnett's bedroom would have been like. And to get to it, you have to go through an exhibit that celebrates oil and gas and the impact that oil and gas has made into the ranching industry. And so we'd like to have a variety of exhibits that are available. Also, right now we have T.D. Kelsey bronze that you can come and see, a huge collection of T.D. Kelsey's bronze, and as well as we have a Spur collection that that's available to see. And we have all of the costumes that they wore when they filmed the show 1883. And so 101 Studios has those on loan to us. And so we have lots and lots for people to see that's indoors, as well as the structures that are outside in our park.
Well, when you said this was unique, you were right.
Yes.
How wonderful. And it's a perfect place here on the West Texas to have this facility. And here you all are doing incredible work.
Thank you. We are very proud of what we're doing. And more than anything, our goal is to share everything we can about real ranches. Ranching right now is kind of because of some television things and movie things, it's kind of more popular than ever been. And so we love the fact that we get to share real stories about real ranches and the heritage that goes with those, because ranching is still something that affects us today and daily. And if we can remind people of that, then we feel like we've done a great job.
Yeah, and you have the real documents and real structures.
We do, real documents, real structures, and real information. And like I said, the stories that go with them. Mm-hmm. Every single one of our structures has fantastic stories that go with it. One of the stories that we tell is we have the Matador half dugout. So it's a half dugout, which in this part of the world, almost every single ranch started as some sort of dugout or half dugout because resources were so limited. And so one of the stories they tell of the old half dugout was that it took at least two cowboys to start the fire in the winter. One cowboy started the fire. One cowboy shot the rattlesnakes that came out of the fireplace. So if you walk around and you see that, you can look and see, and that's one of the structures that will be open at Candlelight at the Ranch. You can look and see the little bullet holes around the fireplace. Sure enough, they had to shoot the critters that came out when they started the fireplace. So that's just one of many, many, many stories that we have that go with the structures here.
Wonderful. Candlelight at the Ranch is coming up on the 8th and 9th.
8th and 9th of December.
Friday and Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And people can just come, right?
Yes. Just come. Just come. We want you to be here. Like I said, doors open at 6:30, ends at 9, and both of those nights, we'd love to have you join us.
Wonderful.
All fun for all ages.
Leanne Lust is Education and Outreach Manager here at the National Ranching Heritage Center on the campus of Texas Tech University. Leanne, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming by and come back and see us again.